exercise change?
The thing is, they have to somehow tie the thought of wanting to do something about, you know, a particular change in their body or person or mental state or whatever. They have to ask themselves particular questions in order to make that thought become so powerful that they want to do something about it now. And, you know, I always teach my staff that the person asking the questions is the person who's in control. Mm. And if you're not asking yourself questions, could I have done that better, or maybe I can improve on that, well, how am I going to do it, then you're not in control. Mm. And whatever, you know, all of your external surroundings are taking control of you, where you need to take control of every situation in your life yourself. Mm. So that's what they have to do is ask themselves particular questions in order to make that thought more so powerful that they want to do something about it now. Mm. And I always use the example of, you know, as a personal trainer, you guys have got to be someone's hole in their tooth. Whereas, you know, you might eat a lolly and one day somebody goes, oh, geez, I think I'm getting a hole in my tooth. Mm. A couple of months later, geez, it's getting worse, that hole in my tooth. But it's not until that hole is so painful, I'll go into the dentist. So the personal trainer has to ask this person particular questions to get them, you know, how would you feel in 5 years' time? You're in worse shape than you are now. You wouldn't feel very good, would you? No, I wouldn't. How are you going to feel in 10 years' time when your children are running around with their grandkids and you can't keep up? It's going to make you feel terrible, isn't it? Yes, it is. And all of a sudden, they start to picture these things. You know, it may not be the words that I'm asking at a particular point, but they may be visualizing the pictures that I'm putting in their mind that makes it powerful enough for them to want to do something about it now. Mm. So I think that, they have to be honest with themselves and ask themselves particular questions. But if they're not honest with themselves, they'll just keep kidding themselves. So, okay. Yeah.
So that
it's a tougher one.
Exploration of self and that honesty is probably the first step in having a serious look at those things.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I really like what you're saying there, and I'm just assuming here that you would also do that on a strength-based, coming from a strength-based angle, as far as, hey, where would you want to be in 5 years, or where would you want to be in 10 years, as opposed to how do you think you'll end up in 10 years if you don't change? You could sort of use both.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we always use the, you know, the happy face, sad face type, you know, two different levels, I suppose. Mm. You know, a good question is, you know, someone, you know, might come in and they might say, you know, I need to lose 10 kilos, or I want to lose 10 kilos, and you know, we might ask them, has there been a time in the past where you've been happy with the way you looked and felt?
Mm.
And they might say, yeah, there has been. Well, how long ago was that? What were you doing differently then as opposed to now? Mm. Well, I was doing this, that, and this. Okay, do you want to get back to where you were X amount of time, or do you want to go even further? Well, I'd like to go even further. I'd love to get back there. Mm. Well, let's get you back there, and then let's talk about going even further. Yeah, let's do that. And then all of a sudden they start to, you know, realize that you're saying, do you want to get back there? And they're like, I wish I had started earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
the power of questions.
Questions, very, very powerful.
That's, yeah, amazing. And, yeah. And I'm picking up there that you're really creating a discrepancy between where that person is now and where they'd like to be.
Yeah.
And your job is to then get them fill there. That gap.
And make them realise that it's actually not that hard.
Yeah.
It is not that hard. I mean, you see people, you know, every day in magazines or on shows. I mean, take that show, The Biggest Loser, for example. They're only in that house for X amount of time.
Mm.
And they're making massive changes.
Yeah, huge.
But it's just about decision making. Those people in those Biggest Loser houses have come to a point where the hole in the tooth is just too painful. They're looking at going underground or getting cremated or making a healthier, better life for themselves and their family. And a lot of the time, you'll see on those shows now, it's husband and wife, father and daughter. So just that whole family thing is just so powerful.
Links back again to that accountability through family and friends.
Yeah, it does, yeah.